Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
This is your Wright Sports Report presented by Shell Food Mart. The Wright Outdoor Track and Field team had a busy week, first staying home last Tuesday to participate in the Panther Qualifier. And the Panthers stayed well represented on home turf with a handful of first place finishers at the qualifier. The first place finishers include Brianna Mesa in the 800 meter run, Kylie Benham in the 1600 meter run, and Cadence Gentry in the girls long jump. The Wright ladies also had a first place finish in the 100 meter relay with Danny Barnhurst, Maya Robb, Tara Williams, and Brianna Mesa participating. Moving to the Wright boys, Jacob Vasquez would have two first place finishes in the 100 and 200 meter dashes. Jamie Reyes would have a first place finish in the boys long jump, and Dolan Glasser would do the same in the boys triple jump. The Wright boys also had two first place finishers in the relays, with Bridger Warman, Parker Warman, Jacob Vasquez, and Angel Hernandez coming in first in the 100 meter relay. And Dolan Glasser, George Reyes, Lane Stroshine, and Jackson Nelly would do the same in the 800 meter relay. The Wright track and field team then made the trip to Douglas on Friday to participate in the Douglas Invitational. The Wright girls would finish in 8th as a team with a 23 score, and the Wright boys would come in 6th with a 42.5 score. Kylie Benham would be the only runner for the Panthers to get a first place finish, as she did in the 3,200 meter run. Wright outdoor track and field will stay home once again this weekend to compete in the Scott Hardy Memorial on Friday. And the Wright spring golf team was hopeful to begin the season this week. But both of their events got canceled over the weekend as they were supposed to travel to Moorcroft and Glen Rock. The Wright golf team is scheduled to travel to Sundance for the Sundance Spring Invite on Friday and then the Upton Spring Invite on Saturday. That's it for your Wright Sports Report. I'm Colton DeBias.